Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
7:48, it's time to talk sports on the Thursday morning show. I'm your sports reporter.
Nice.
Ivy Holton.
Along with John Bauer.
I am not your sports reporter. I am not a sports fan, but I get it. I don't mean I don't get it.
And that's all right. We can adjust gears here a little bit. Is there any sport you like other than basketball?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm. No, to watch, like professional? No.
To perform, do yourself? Were you like a good at throwing frisbee? Or?
Well, I love tetherball.
Oh my gosh, I saw it when I was cleaning last night. I saw tetherball. I played myself.
I mean, I like swimming. I mean, there's a lot of things I like. But professional sports, I don't watch much. I did put the Twins on for about 10 minutes
and then
on
you
Saturday.
Got sick to your stomach. Oh.
Well, no. I just was like, I haven't been watching, so I don't know.
So let's go back to tetherball. Why were you good? Because you are not very tall and your arms are not.
You don't have to be tall to. Well, it was.
Yes, you do.
Listen, I was good when I was 12. That was the tallest I ever was, so that's why.
I can see you jumping up for that final loop at the top, trying to stop it.
Oh, yeah. Hitting it with the you know, what do you call this? The
clavicle? Forearm?
Yeah, your forearm. That's wham. Yeah.
Oh, you hit it with the forearm, not the fist.
If it came hard, yeah. That was a good way to do it. Gave it a lot of power.
They're pretty much non-existent.
I know. It's probably dangerous.
Somehow it's dangerous. So, Heidi,
let's
talk about the Lynx. Since
oh, yeah.
They're 3-4?
They are 3-5, I think, now. But they play on, the next game is on Saturday, and that one will be televised. They're at the Target Center, and they are playing the LA Sparks.
Ooh.
Which is a tough game. But, yeah, last, they lost, but not by much, to the Washington Mystics over the weekend. And then they had three games that were just phenomenal, where Nafisha Collier, you know, once the rookie of the year, she really stepped up. Bannum was fantastic. There were just some perfect setups. I think she got three-pointers.
Yeah, she's finally on a team that will feed. She was hurt earlier in her career.
I see.
And now she's on a team that uses her skills.
I see.
As a three-point shooter.
Sylvia Falls is fierce, and then all the new players that we have are just, it's all starting to kind of click. So I have high hopes. I mean, they're going to be fun games to be watching for sure, and they're just getting really excited about playing together, I think.
How?
Plus, they get.
How tall is Sylvia Falls? She's 6'6"?
6'5", I think. But,
wow.
What was I going to say? They have new. I know this is not what you would follow on a team, but they have new uniforms, and it's based on First Avenue. It's got the stars of the. It's a deeper blue.
Oh, really?
It's got all the stars. Yeah. And so it's called some special, I can't remember what they call it, but it's some special thing. And I think all the merch has sold out on it already.
A lot of teams are doing that. They change uniforms very fast. So did the Timberwolves. They have one that has M-I-N-N, I think, on there, M-N. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
In extremely ugly green. So back to more women's sports, Heidi. You should tune in. I think it's tonight. Will be the NCAA Division I Championship Fast Pitch Softball.
Oh, I'd watch that. Yeah, I've watched some softball.
It is so fun and exciting.
Okay, is that on ESPN or?
ESPN,
okay.
Regular ESPN. It must start around 6 or 7.
I hope they don't get run over by a cornhole tournament or something.
No, yeah, no. So it's Florida State and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's number one seed. Florida State is like 8 or 10.
Huh.
And it is so intense, and there's so much strategy and so much. You know, they had this young woman come up the bat, and she looks like she weighs maybe 108 soaking wet, and she just crushes a home run.
Ha! Huh.
So it's fun. I highly suggest that to anybody.
Okay, I've watched that.
It's a very fun game to watch because there's a lot of strategy.
So it sounded like you were disgusted with the Twins. Is this the truth?
I'm not the only one disgusted with the Twins. You're talking about a team that was insanely good 2 years ago. COVID hit, so you can't measure anything by that. They signed Donaldson for like $84 million, and they're horrible.
Oof.
They've had a rash of horrible injuries, but so do other teams, and we just get crushed. Randy Dobnik, you know, he probably wouldn't even make the Saints team. He pitched last night, gave up 4 home runs and I think 8 earned runs in about 4 innings, and that seems to be the thing. And the thing that bothers me the most is I just feel like the coach is protecting his players a little too much. That's just old school thought, but Brian Buxton's been hurt his whole career, and now he has a chance. Finally, after recovering, you're going to play a Saints game, Heidi, so there's something new. Twins top farm league now is right next door instead of being in Florida, so it's very easy to get players over or to send players to get in shape. And Buxton was going to be the designated hitter as I was listening to the Twins game last night, and Corey Provitch said, yeah, he's going to play. They're going to get him a few swings as designated hitter. Then they decided to pull him because they were afraid he'd get hurt playing in the outfield, and he wasn't playing in the outfield. And Dan Gladden goes, so what? So Dan Gladden is on it. I mean, he's betting designated hitter. I don't think he can hurt because of water during being a designated hitter. Yes, in the outfield. So they better get their story straight, these publications, because that's literally a joke. Anyway, the Twins are a joke. They can't hit, they can't pitch, and they can't field.
So you start to get disgusted. Does that mean you don't watch it then, or don't listen to it on the radio?
I've watched it less and less. I'll swing by, and then I'll get away because you just see these bonehead things that happen.
Okay.
And and that's crushing because I watch every minute of every Timberwolves game, every Twins game, every Vikings game, no matter what the scenario, or matter how bad they're getting their ass kicked. But I'm pretty upset with the Twins, and I don't know what they can do. They're not going to fire Rocco Baldelli. He was the manager of the year, for God's sakes, 2 years ago. So is it his fault? It's the player's fault. Everybody's struggling. And it's very frustrating, Heidi. I just can't say any more about that. Hockey's really fun right now because they're in the playoffs, and it's, you know, they work as hard as they can for 40 seconds and get off. A lot of beating up people and pounding and scoring, and NHL hockey is actually fun right now. NBA finals and court semifinals are happening right now. And that's exciting, and that's about all I got. That's about all I got for sports. Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm subject to answer all the trivia questions from 1905.
Yes, because Kyle and Fred are away. I think they must be so dejected by the Twins.
I think so. This is not fair, so.
You ready for it,
though? Will you help me, even because you have the answers?
Well, maybe, but not that much. We're not going to cheat. I don't believe in cheating. So here we go. The theme today is someone named George.
Okay.
His middle name is Herman.
Ruth. George Herman Ruth.
Yep. Pro wrestler.
Gorgeous George.
Yep. What's his real name? Do you know?
No, I do not.
George Raymond Wagner. Nice job.
George Raymond, right? Oh.
Yeah. One of the first women to hold an on-air position in national televised sports broadcasting.
Phyllis George.
Nice. Star player on the NBA Minneapolis Lakers.
George Mikan.
Yes. 3-time NBA champion, born in Minnesota. And I have a hint on this one if you need it.
3-time NBA champion? Did I just say Mikan?
Yeah, you did. You just said Mikan for the other one.
George. Holy cow. Devin George.
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Wow. He went to Augsburg, Lakers. Played most of his career for the L.A. Lakers. Yeah. From 1979 to 2008, she was the majority owner and chairperson of the Los Angeles and St. Louis Rams football team and the most prominent female owner in NFL history. Now remember, George is what we're looking for.
Georgia. I know it. Georgia.
You're right. It's Georgia.
What's the last name?
Starts with a F.
Georgia.
Frontier.
Oh, Frontier. Yep. That's a tough one. I got Georgia right, though.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Ichiro Suzuki's 262 base hits in 2004 broke his 84-year-old record of 257 hits in a season.
Who was that?
George
Brett.
Nope.
Oh, George Mitterwald. I know that's not right. So the Ichiro beat this previous George's.
It was an 84-year-old record. So,
oh, boy.
84 years before 2004.
George Sisler.
George Sisler.
Oh, yeah. See, this is getting out of control now.
Captain Hook. Baseball manager, Captain Hook.
Oh, George. I know who he's talking about. Team?
It doesn't say. There's a middle nickname in quotes. So you got the first part, George.
It's not Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, George Sparky Anderson.
Yeah. Okay.
His older brother, Ken, pitched in the major leagues for 14 years. You already said this for another answer. He's an AL batting champ and Hall of Fame.
George Brett?
Yep. He played 26 seasons of professional football, the most in football history. GB is the initials.
George Blanda.
Yeah. He played Jimmy Dodge Connolly, the captain of the Duluth Bulldogs, in the 2008 movie Leatherheads.
Oh. George... Clooney.
Yeah. Baseball owner found guilty of obstructing justice, a felony, and making illegal contribution to Richard Nixon's campaign.
A manager?
Yeah. Baseball owner.
Steinbrenner.
Yep. He was pardoned by Ronald Reagan in 1989.
Of course he was.
The Iceman.
George the Iceman Gervin. The legendary finger roll.
The Colonial, yes, correct. The Colonials and Patriots are the mascots for what Atlantic 10 conference teams? So we're looking for two universities where they have, one is Colonials, one is the Patriots. George is in the name of each of them.
Georgia. It's got to be Georgia. Georgetown?
George Washington University for the Colonials. And George Mason University for the Patriots.
That's pretty hard for me.
Basketball Hall of Famer on the original Indiana Pacers.
I don't know.
Some good radio. George McGinnis.
Oh, geez. The man with the one-handed free throw.
One left. He compared baseball and football. A comedian.
George Carlin.
You got it.
That's not bad, Heidi. Under pressure.
You did
good. Are you kidding me?